Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. String Theory for Dummies by Andrew Zimmerman Jones is a popular science introduction designed to make one of modern physics' most difficult subjects understandable to general readers. Published in the For Dummies format, the book explains string theory as an attempt to describe the deepest structure of reality by replacing point-like particles with tiny vibrating strings. Rather than relying on advanced mathematics, it builds understanding through plain language, analogy, and historical context. The book places string theory within the larger story of physics, especially the tension between quantum mechanics and general relativity, and shows why theorists search for a unified framework that can include gravity. It also introduces related ideas such as extra dimensions, supersymmetry, black holes, and M-theory, in later updated material associated with the newer edition. The discussion broadens to include current questions about quantum gravity and what would count as meaningful tests of such theories. Its main purpose is educational clarity, not technical proof. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why string theory was proposed in the first place. A central achievement of the book is showing that string theory did not appear out of nowhere as a fashionable speculation. Jones explains that it arose from a long-standing problem in physics. The most successful theories for the very small and the very large do not fit together smoothly. Quantum mechanics and quantum field theory describe particles and forces with extraordinary accuracy, while general relativity explains gravity and the structure of space-time on cosmic scales. But when physicists try to combine gravity with quantum principles in extreme situations, such as black holes or the earliest universe, the mathematics becomes unstable or incomplete. The book uses this tension as the reader entry point into string theory. It presents string theory as one proposed framework for unification, not as established final truth. By treating particles as different vibrational modes of strings, the theory aims to place matter and forces within one conceptual system and naturally include a quantum description of gravity. This context is important because it helps beginners understand that string theory is best seen as a response to real scientific difficulties. The book, therefore, frames the subject as part of an ongoing effort to build a coherent picture of nature rather than as isolated abstract mathematics. Secondly, strings, vibrations, and the idea that matter has a deeper structure. The book gives special attention to the core image that makes string theory so distinctive. The fundamental building blocks of reality may be tiny one-dimensional strings rather than dimensionless particles. Jones emphasizes the conceptual appeal of this shift by explaining how different patterns of vibration could correspond to the particles observed in nature. In this presentation, the variety of matter and force carriers is not produced by separate basic objects, but by different states of one more fundamental entity. This is one of the reasons string theory attracts so much interest, because it suggests an elegant underlying unity beneath the apparent complexity of the physical world. The book is careful to keep the explanation non-mathematical, which makes the subject accessible even when the ideas become highly abstract. Readers are guided through why theorists considered strings useful and how the picture changes the way we imagine the microscopic universe. The discussion also highlights that the theory is not merely about tiny strings floating in empty space. It is a proposal about the nature of matter, energy, and interaction at the deepest level. By focusing on the vibrational concept, the book gives readers a memorable framework for understanding the broad logic of the theory. Thirdly, extra dimensions and the challenge of imagining hidden aspects of reality. One of the most surprising themes in string theory for dummies is the claim that the universe may involve more dimensions than the familiar three of space and one of time. Jones explains that versions of string theory typically require additional dimensions for mathematical consistency, often leading to models with 10 dimensions and broader discussions connected to M-theory. For beginners, this can seem like the point where the subject becomes pure fantasy. So the book works to present the idea as a serious theoretical consequence rather than a random invention. It explains that extra dimensions need not be obvious in everyday life if they are compactified or otherwise inaccessible at ordinary scales. This helps readers see that the concept, while strange, follows a structured line of reasoning within theoretical physics. The treatment is valuable because it does not reduce the issue to a gimmick. Instead, it uses extra dimensions to illustrate how modern physics often asks readers to move beyond common sense while still respecting logical constraints. The book also links these ideas to broader attempts at unification, showing that extra dimensions are not a decorative feature, but part of the mechanism by which different particles and forces may fit into one framework. That makes the topic intellectually challenging and central to the book overall. Fourthly, connecting string theory to black holes, cosmology, and quantum gravity. Beyond the basic image of strings, the book introduces readers to the larger physical questions that give the subject its importance. Jones connects string theory to black holes, the early universe, and the wider search for a theory of quantum gravity. This matters because it shows that string theory is not only a microscopic model of particles, but also a candidate framework for understanding some of the most extreme conditions in nature. The discussion helps readers appreciate why black holes occupy such an important place in modern theoretical physics. They force gravity, quantum effects, and information questions into the same conceptual space. The book also points toward issues such as singularities, inflation, and the holographic perspective in updated edition material, reflecting how string theory is often evaluated by its ability to illuminate deep puzzles rather than by direct laboratory confirmation alone. Jones does not present these ideas as settled answers. Instead, he introduces them as part of the broader intellectual terrain where string theory may offer insight. This balanced framing is one of the strengths of the book. It teaches beginners that frontier physics is a mixture of elegant proposals, unresolved debates, and ambitious attempts to explain phenomena that push current theories to their limits. Lastly, accessibility over equations and the value of a guided conceptual approach. A defining feature of string theory for dummies is its decision to teach a difficult subject with minimal mathematics. That choice shapes the entire reading experience. Jones aims to help readers understand what string theory is, why physicists care about it, and how it fits into the history of ideas, without requiring formal training in advanced physics. Reviews and publisher descriptions consistently highlight this plain English method as the book's major strength. Instead of presenting derivations, the book uses explanation, comparison, and narrative background to build intuition. This makes it especially useful for readers who are curious about high-level theoretical physics but feel excluded by technical texts. At the same time, the book acknowledges an unavoidable trade-off. Some concepts from relativity and quantum mechanics can feel incomplete when mathematics is removed, because the equations are part of what gives those theories their precision. Even so, the conceptual approach remains valuable. It allows non-specialists to follow the logic of the field and recognize its major questions and controversies. In that sense, the book functions not as a replacement for formal study, but as an entry point. It opens the subject to a broader audience and prepares interested readers to approach more advanced works with confidence and context. In conclusion, String Theory for Dummies is best suited to curious general readers, science enthusiasts, students at the beginning of their physics journey, and anyone who wants a guided introduction to one of the most ambitious ideas in theoretical science. It is not a technical manual, and that is exactly why it works for its intended audience. The book gives readers a usable mental map of the field, why physicists sought a unifying theory, how string theory reimagines fundamental particles, why extra dimensions appear, and how the subject connects to black holes, cosmology, and quantum gravity. The main intellectual benefit is not mastering calculations but gaining conceptual orientation in a domain that often feels inaccessible. Readers come away better able to understand public discussions of modern physics and to distinguish between established results, open problems, and speculative frontiers. What helps this book stand out within introductory science writing is its combination of ambition and restraint. It takes on a famously difficult topic, but does so without pretending that every mystery has been solved. Compared with denser popular physics books, it is more welcoming and structured for beginners. Compared with lighter overviews, it offers stronger grounding in why the theory matters. For readers seeking clarity rather than technical depth, it remains a strong starting point. If you would like to support Andrew Zimmerman Jones, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.